Recorded live in the Phantasmo Lounge, high atop the Don LaFontaine building in Midtown Portsmouth, Virginia, it's Phantasmo After Dark with your host, Rob Floyd. Tonight's topic, Mad Ron's Previews from Hell. Well, hey everybody. Welcome back to the old podcast. It's, I guess, the Christmas edition here. This will be the last episode before Christmas. Next one's not due out until, I guess, the Monday after Christmas. So thanks for joining us tonight. It's just going to be me and you tonight. I don't have a co-host. As my Christmas present to you, I'm going to talk about Mad Ron's Previews from Hell. This is such a great disc, and it is out on disc now. I'll probably be referring back to it as tape now and again. My first copy, first time I ever saw it, and my first copy of it was actually on VHS back in, back in the late 80s, because I do believe this came out originally in 87 or something like that. This is such a great disc. If you like trailers and trailer compilations like I do, this is a must-have for any collection. It is so much fun. There's tons of great vintage trailers on here from like the 60s and the 70s, mainly the 70s grindhouse type stuff. And it has wraparound segments, like kind of like old horror host shows, if you grew up watching those. And I'm hoping, you know, that you did, because if you didn't, you really missed out on a great era of television. The the wraparound segments are filmed. It's all on video. It's shot on video. It's very low budget. A lot of fun, though. And the host of it is a guy named Nick Paolo and his ventriloquist dummy, zombie dummy, Happy. And, man, it's so cool. Shot in the Lansdowne Theater in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, which I believe is closed right now. Last I heard about it, and I think they're trying to reopen it or something like that. It looks like a beautiful theater. The lobby, everything, the outside of the inside, looks like it's probably really amazing. If anybody, drop me a line on Facebook or something. If you've ever been there, let me know. You see a little bit of it in the disc here, and it really sets the mood for what you're getting ready to get into. Along with that, there's also lots of posters, for Night of the Living Dead, Texas Chainsaw, Tales from the Crypt, the original film, The Death Wheelers. God, what else is on there? Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things. Lots of cool posters in there really setting the ambience for the whole thing. And it opens up with these zombies walking down the street and coming into the theater. And they get their bloody snacks from the concession and sit down. And then it goes up to the projection booth. And we're introduced to Nick and Happy and Mad Ron, who is the projectionist that is chained to the projector and foaming at the mouth, and he's the one that's going to be running the trailers. Now, throughout this, of course, they do some little skits, little gags, and some jokes, some funny, some groaners, but like I said, it's got a lot of charm to it, especially if you remember the era you got to experience local TV, locally produced shows on television, like Horror Host. Most all Horror Host, except, the big name, Elvira and such. Now Sven Gulli, is on, which is amazing. But almost all the Horror Host shows were all local produced shows, produced, in the studio, in your hometown, might have been by people you know or met. And very, very low budget, so they did the best with what they could. And this is got that kind of a feel to it. And I highly recommend this disc for anybody who has an affinity for those things like I do, because it is really kind of a throwback to that. But it is kind of that era itself, coming out in the late 80s, right, and kind of in the, towards the end or the middle or the end of the big video boom, the VHS boom. And when, horror movies were king in rentals back then. And that's where I saw it. That's where I got my first copy of it. And I remember it was in Errol's Video out on Military Highway. And I guess that might have still been Chesapeake. I'm not sure. But it was a big box. and I got it one afternoon, rented it, took it home, popped it in. Not sure. I mean, I know I was going to see trailers, but I'm not sure exactly what it was, you know, going to be all about. And man, I had a ball. I loved it. I don't know if I rented it again or if I copied it that day, made myself a tape-to-tape copy that I wore slam out and been, showing it to friends for years and years. And then I found that it came on DVD, and I snapped up a copy. And it is available. I believe it is available on Amazon through third-party sellers and under $10. So do yourself a favor. Buy yourself a Christmas present. Get this disc. I cannot recommend it highly enough. Some of the trailers, well, it starts out right off the bat. You get the Double Bill trailer, I Drink Your Blood, I Eat Your Skin. And then it goes into Texas Chainsaw, Deranged, Three on a Meat Hook, The Undertaker and His Pals. Right off the bat, you get these classic, couple of good ones, a couple of bad ones, and boom, you know, you're set, you're in, you're ready for the rest of them. It goes on through, and I mean, some of the other ones you got, of course, Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things, one of my all-time favorite 70s low budget zombie movies. Let's see, what do we got? The Deep Red is on there, Sisters, The Wizard of Gore, Tales from the Crypt, Vault of Horror, The Blood Eaters. Oh, the triple feature trailer, which is really cool. Orgy of the Living Dead is the name of the triple feature. And then the movies on there are Revenge of the Living Dead, Curse of the Living Dead, and Fangs of the Living Dead. Diabolical Dr. Z, Africa Blood and Guts, 2000 Maniacs is on there. God Told Me To, Ilsa She-Wolf of the SS. There's a ton of trailers on it. And it ends, the last trailer you get, Night of the Bloody Apes, which is one, if you've never seen that, that is a Mexican horror film. I have a dubbed copy. I think my copy's dubbed. I can't remember if it's dubbed or subtitled. That's one you got to kind of see. That's an awesome film. Do you believe me when I say it's awesome? Yeah, me neither. But this disc is, you got to get this. I'll say it over and over again. I've watched this so many times over the years, and it's so much fun. I can't believe I was looking up some things on this to try to find some interesting tidbits and facts for everybody. And mainly what I came across is reviews on other sites about this. And, you know, some of them were okay, some of them weren't good reviews, and I really just don't understand the bad rap or bad reviews this thing was getting. I can only assume that the people who were reviewing it are younger and just don't get it. Weren't around maybe for where this comes from, the era that this comes from. Never experienced locally produced television, or just don't get the campiness of it is the charm of it, you know? And yeah, the jokes are, are gross. Some of them are bad and all, but it's got a lot of heart and it's a lot of fun. And it's, like I said, I've watched it over and over again. I show it to friends and it's, you know, it's good. You can just watch it by yourself and enjoy it. Or you can just put it on in background at a Halloween party and just let the trailers play and the little wraparound bits coming in. You know, it's good for any of that. Now, getting back to some of the trailers on here, though, I do love the double feature trailers. Those are really great. And the triple bill trailer, like I was talking about a few minutes ago. These, sometimes, and the ones on here, they did, and sometimes they would do this back in the 70s, where they would bill, put movies together on a double bill or the triple bill, and then call it something to get you to come in like it's an event. And the, like, Orgy of the Living Dead is the event, but there's three movies that don't have orgy in the title. but they would film, for the trailer, they would film a wraparound segment or a connecting segment to connect them all to show that the movies had something in common, which they really didn't at all to begin with. I think it's the I Drink Your... No, not that one, I Drink Your Blood. Blood Spattered Bride and I Dismember Mama is an infamous one, where it has this reporter outside the theater and they bring out a guy in a straight jacket and then this reporter interviews people who'd gone to see the movie and them talking about the film. None of it is in either movie. It was filmed just for the trailer. And you don't see stuff like that these days. You know, the trailers these days, they just, you see the faces, you see some of the action. You know, sometimes it'll give away the whole movie, sometimes it won't. but they're just not really inventive with the trailers or anything. There's no entertainment value in the trailer itself. And Orgy of the Living Dead, the triple bill, there's one, I think it's got a guy in a straight jacket, and the voiceover is talking about how he was driven insane after seeing this triple bill. And, you know, it's really that ballyhoo, going back to the old ballyhoo and hype stuff like William Castle and the Spook Show stuff to get you in the theater, you know, something to get you in there to see those films. Even some of the films, you know, they would rename them and put them back out, like in some of those double bills and such. This is a little aside. One of the trailers on here is the Silent Night, Bloody Night trailer for Black Christmas. It's when they renamed Black Christmas as Silent Night, Bloody Night, and put it back out. That's on here. Now, one of the things, too, that these trailers had back then that you don't really see or hear a lot of in trailers much these days was the narration, the voiceover guy that would tell you all about what was going on in the movie or the trailer. And they always had a voice like this, or it was just a real quiet voice that was creepy. like the Three on a Meat Hook voiceover is like that. They would set a mood or a tone with their voice describing what was going on, or even talking about it and telling you things that don't even happen in the movie, but it would get you in the mood or get you excited about seeing the movie. And there's a lot of those on here that's just a gas to listen to. Of course, like the Last House trailer. Keep repeating to yourself, it's only a movie. It's only a movie. It's only a movie. Such good stuff. There's a lot of other trailer discs out on the market right now. Well, and have been around for years. There's a couple of them out there that have wraparound segments, more than a couple. And, you know, they're all at various degrees of cheese. And there's some out there that don't have wraparound segments much, that just the trailers just start and they keep going. The wraparound stuff is a lot of fun. Some of them are really good, some of them are really bad, and this one is one of the, in my opinion anyway, is one of the good ones. The low budget shot on video, bare bones of it, is part of its charm. If it had a real high production value and was real slick and glossy, it probably wouldn't be as much fun. And these guys, actually, they did a second one years later called, The Celluloid Bloodbath, More Previews from Hell. They did that in the first one. This Mad Ron's was in 87, I believe it came out, and the Celluloid Bloodbath came out in 2012. And though it's still good, it's still, you know, it's still fun. It's a little slicker production, not a whole lot. And they do interviews with some, you know, the minor celebrities from horror conventions and all. And it's still cool, but it doesn't have the charm that Mad Ron's does. I would recommend having them both, though, because they got, like I said, they both have great, you know, good trailers on them, and they're a lot of fun. But Mad Ron's is my all-time favorite of the disc. Second only to, or in conjunction with, because now this is it's like apples and oranges almost. If you love these discs, if you love trailer compilation, you must own Mad Ron's Previews from Hell, but you also must seek out and get the extra weird sampler from Something Weird Video. This is amazing. Something Weird Video has been around for a lot of years, and they used to do tapes. They'd have four tables of tapes, VHS tapes at conventions back in the 80s. And now they're DVDs, and you can get them on Amazon. Very obscure titles, movies that were, you know, played regionally in drive-ins, and, you know, probably have never seen the light of day again if it wasn't for Something Weird Video. And some of the movies are fun. Some of them are okay or good. most of them are not very good, but they're still fun to watch. Something Weird Sampler is, I want to say this one is, it's over like 3 hours worth of trailers. Boom, 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 just back to back to back. There's no wraparound segments. There's no host. It's another one that's a great one to put on and party in the background. I will do another podcast another time on, if not Something Weird Video, on the Extra Weird Sampler by itself. But that's just a little aside there. The Mad Ron's thing, you've got to, if you love horror trailers, you got to have this thing. If you love grindhouse movies, you got to have this thing. Or the drive-in era, this is a must-have for anybody's collection. I would go on Amazon as soon as you're done listening to this, or pause this and go on Amazon right now and order you a copy. Merry Christmas to yourself right there. This is, between those two discs, there are so many movies on there that I have added to my collection because just the trailer alone made me have to seek some of these movies out and see them for myself to see if they would live up or not to my expectations. And 9 times out of 10, they're exactly what I wanted out of them, whether that's good or bad. So many movies on here. Let's see, what else is on here that I didn't mention earlier? Torso. That's one. And some of these are out on Blu-ray now. So you can get, the best quality of the worst movies. let's see. Oh, God, what else is on here? A Night of the Living Dead is even on here. That's a great trailer if you've never seen that one. Lady Frankenstein, Horror of the Zombies, Cannibal Girls, which actually two SCTV alumni, Eugene Levy and Andrea Martin in Cannibal Girls. That was a movie that had a gimmick where it had a bell that would go off right before the real gory scenes. So you could hide your eyes if you were too scared or didn't want to see the gore, the killing. One of the ballyhoo things. I don't know if we covered, I think we might have covered that in another podcast. And that was, where did I see that recently? Maybe it was on one of the Roku channels or something. Most of these movies are available and relatively easy to get. If they're not available on DVD to buy, check out Netflix, check out Roku. Roku, if you've got that, man, there's a lot of channels on there that have a lot of the grindhouse type films and some movies that, man, I thought I would never get a chance to see, and they're on there. So that's a good source for them if you can't find them on DVD. And a lot of these, you might not want to own. You might just want to watch one time, so that's good for that too. Another thing about the Mad Ron's, the disc itself, unlike the VHS copy that I had years ago, this disc has got extras on it, which are pretty cool. It's got deleted scenes from the film. It's got, let's see, a photo gallery, behind the scenes, movie poster gallery, which is always cool to see, And the trailers, too, are the uncut trailers, complete with the full gore and, nudity and all that good stuff like that. One thing about trailers that was really cool back in the day is before we had the internet, which to me doesn't seem like it's been around that long because I grew up without it, And nowadays, the trailers aren't really that important because you can find out everything about the movie online. Usually somebody has leaked the plot or the script or just people talking about it who are in the know. You get all the plot points, you get everything before the trailer would even come out. And the trailer comes out and you just get to see the people moving around, and it's cool. Now, in action films or superhero films, that's cool because you get to see, the action. But before all of that, you might get a magazine article, you might have Famous Monsters, you might get Fangoria or whatever, and telling you a little bit about the movie, but you really didn't know anything about any movies coming out until you saw the trailer. You saw it in a theater, before another movie, or you saw the TV spots. So the trailers were important to get you into the theater. They were the prime source to do it. So the trailers had to be good. They had to be, have some kind of hook to keep you interested, to make you want to watch, to make you want to, spend your money to go see this movie once it came out. And a lot of these trailers deliver on that. There's just enough in there to make you curious about what is the rest of it about. What am I going to see now that, I've seen this, what else am I going to see? They were so important back in the day, and they're so much fun to watch now. I love everything about these old trailers, from the way they're made to the voiceover, to the choices that were made of what to put in the movie without giving away the entire movie or the plot or really important plot points. I've seen a lot of trailers these days which, the hook at the end of the movie or the big reveal is given away during the trailer. It's like, man, what the hell? You know, I don't even need to see the movie now. I know the twist, you know. And the older trailers weren't really like that. It was just enough to whet your appetite and get you in there. They were just so cool. I keep saying it over and over again. I'll say they're cool and they're amazing and how much I love it. And, you know, it's true. It really is. That's why I keep saying it over and over. I've got such a love for this kind of stuff, this movie promotion stuff like trailers and things like that. And this disc really delivers. The wraparound segments, again, with Nick Paolo and Happy, which actually they are both on Facebook. If you would like to chat with them, drop them a line. You can drop Nick a line on Facebook and Happy, the ventriloquist, the dummy, the zombie dummy, Happy Goldsplat on Facebook. You can friend him and get updated on all his shenanigans and hijinks. I did. Of course I did. And hopefully maybe we'll get to run into him at a convention one day. That'd be really cool. Hopefully, you know, Phyllis and I are going to be doing Monster Bash next year. Hell, maybe they'll be at that. That's going to be cool. That's one of those conventions I've been wanting to go to for years and years and years and just haven't been able to. But this year we made the commitment. We're going, and it's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. Tangent. You know, I've seen a lot of other trailers, compilations over the years. There was one, I cannot remember what it was called, and if anybody knows or hasn't seen it, please drop me a line and let me know. Phantasmode@gmail.com. That's phantasmoad@gmail.com. Or just drop me a line on Facebook. Post it on the Phantasmo After Dark Facebook page. Anyway, this compilation, it had Cameron Mitchell was the host, and he was, I think he was like a video store owner. And I don't know if he changed into a Jekyll Hyde kind of thing or not. I can't remember. And somebody else came in. And then Michelle Bauer, the Scream Queen, was in it at one point trying to rent a video and being all sexy and stuff. And they showed trailers. God, I wish I could remember the name of that thing. It wasn't that great. But it was one of those that had a wraparound. Another one, well, there's the Al Lewis, the grandpa. I did grandpa's horror trailers and grandpa's sci-fi trailers. And, oh, God, those are... It's quite painful to watch. I mean, Al was, he was so good on the Munsters. And these are, you talk about ultra low budget. Him in a half, not even grandpa makeup, just kind of white faced out. And in the grandpa type costume and stand in front of a green screen. And they project stuff, you know, that. And introducing the trailers that way. Not very good. There was another one, I don't know if it's creepy something. Anyway, Vincent Price hosting, sitting in a movie theater seats and introducing trailers. That one was okay. That was kind of cool. It's always great to see Vincent Price do anything. Hell, I'd watch him read the phone book, you know? There's a couple that were on Netflix. I think one was called Zombie-thon, which had some cool little wraparound segments of people getting chased by zombies, like little mini, you know, 1 minute, 2 minute movies. Man, I saw one, not too long ago that was really cool. I'll have to look it up and find the name of it. It was, I believe it was done in the 80s. It had a very young, had two guys who were roommates or something, and they were going to go to the movie theater to see some movies. And I can't remember now why they, I won't say they disguised themselves, and they were on the run from the cops. Anyway, it was this little mini setup to get to the theater. But it was, I can't remember, the one guy, and the other guy was a very young Steve Buscemi. And it's cool. It was pretty fun. Man, I wish I could remember the name of it. If you know the name, you know, drop me a line. I'll try to find out between now and the time that this goes up live, and I'll post it if I can find it. Definitely check back on the Phantasmo After Dark Facebook page, because I will post some, as many pictures as I can find from Mad Ron's, of some from the wraparound segment if I can find it, and of course some pictures from some of the trailers of some of the movies that are on there. And maybe I'll post a couple of the trailers themselves on the page as a little tease. And if I can find a trailer for Mad Ron's, of course I'll put that on there. So don't forget to check back for that. And, you know, hey, since it is Christmas time here, go back and listen to some of the old podcasts here. Catch up on some you missed. There, we did one last year. I believe I did one on the the Mexican film Santa Claus, which is a treat. If you've not seen that, that thing has been floating around, I want to say, since the 60s. And it is a bizarre Santa Claus film. Santa Claus and his children help around the world fighting the devil. Yeah. It's a little creepy with in some places, like the computer, Santa Claus computer, that's a big mouth and the lips talk. It and just so many bizarre things in it. But check that out. Let's seek that one out. Santa Claus, the Mexican Santa Claus film. And listen to the podcast on it. I believe it's from December of last year is when that one was out for Christmas. And check out all the, you know, the previous podcasts. There's some good stuff. We talk about some good movies. We talk about some bad movies and everything in between. And we go off on a lot of tangents. For anybody who hasn't listened to the podcast before, there's your first one. You know, we talk about sometimes we'll go off and just talk about other things other than movies, TV, you know, whatever. And we have a lot of fun here. So there's the plug for the podcast here. Now, oh, by the way, usually at the beginning I mention upcoming events and stuff around the area if you're local, but coming up next week here in Tidewater in Norfolk, Virginia, on Friday, it is Flick It Fridays at the Narrow Expanded Cinema, coming up on Friday the 16th. we're showing Never Ending Story. You can get to see that in the theater if you've never seen it before in a great old historic theater, the Narrow Expanded Cinema on Colley Avenue in Ghent, the Ghent section of Norfolk, Virginia. I'll be hosting the show. We'll give away prizes and then we'll run the movie and who knows what else will happen during the movie. We have a lot of fun at those. And coming up after that in January, we'll be doing Big Trouble in Little China there. And February is, I think, Clueless. Yay. And in March, oh, it's going to be awesome. I'm so looking forward to this. In March, at Flick It Fridays at the Narrow, we're going to be running The Warriors. That's right. You heard it here first. The Warriors, an awesome film. Come see that show at the Narrow. Phyllis and I will also be at a few conventions here coming up in January. We'll be at MarsCon in Williamsburg, Virginia. And February, we'll be up in Roanoke at Mysticon. And in March, we'll be at the Williamsburg Classic Film Festival. At MarsCon and Mysticon, we will be doing panels on cult films, presentations on various aspects of cult films or different cult films, and maybe even hosting a movie or two. So, you know, check it out. Those are two pretty cool local conventions in Virginia here. Real relaxing, not like the big overwhelming cons. A lot of good people, a lot of fun. Come check them out. Now back to tonight's topic. Mad Ron's Previews from Hell. Yes, sir. This is, you know, this one too, like I said, this was in the late 80s when I saw this. So I hadn't been exposed to or haven't heard a lot of these films at that time. So this really, you know, opened my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't know existed, and I had to see. Good or bad, I had to see this. Now I do own quite a few of these films, and you will too after seeing this film. So many good ones on here, and so many bad ones at the same time. Looking over the list here, the, you know, Deep Red, good, Texas Chainsaw, good, Deranged, is a good film in my mind. You might not like it. That was a lot, but it was a lot of fun. Tales from the Crypt, Vault of Horror. And then on the flip side, of course, you get Bloody Pit of Horror, Color Me Blood Red, 2000 Maniacs. Yeah, you get the Herschel Gordon Lewis films, which are a treat in and of themselves. Man, we ought to do a podcast on Herschel if we haven't done that yet. Man, I can't remember if we have. I know I've talked about it. But we shall see. This one tonight, you know, I think this is going to be a pretty short one tonight. It's actually really late in the lounge here when I'm recording this. And it's just me talking to myself, or, yeah, talking to you. It's just me and you, baby. And, you know, there's not really a whole lot more I can say except just giving this my, you know, full-on endorsement. Don't go read any of the reviews of this thing. Like I said, the people who gave this bad reviews just don't get it. And you either get it, what's going on, why they did it, and the, you know, the charm of it's going to appeal to you, or it's not. So, like I say about all these films that we talk about, go out, watch this thing for yourself, draw your own conclusions, make your own judgments, and whether you're going to enjoy it or not, you know, make the decision yourself. But definitely give this a shot. I don't know. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on Netflix. But like I said, on Amazon, it's under $10. Get your own copy of it and enjoy it. Let your friends enjoy it and show it to everybody, you know. Also, like I said, the Something Weird sampler is another one that's just out of this world amazing. You won't believe some of the films that are on that. And that's another one that was under $10. It might still be available on Amazon. I don't know. I'd have to check that out. But the film, once again, Mad Ron's Previews from Hell. So much fun. I think that's going to wrap it up tonight for me. I hope you got a little something out of this. I hope you enjoyed it. And I know I always enjoy running my mouth. So until next time, everybody, Merry Christmas out there. And we'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.